AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. No sign so far of a submersible reported missing way out in the Atlantic. The Titan is on a mission to explore the downed Titanic. Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says more help is there.
Today, the vessel Deep Energy, 194-meter pipe-laying vessel, arrived on scene with underwater ROV capability. They have rendezvoused with the vessel Polar Prince and commenced an ROV dive at the last known of the position of the Titan and the approximate position of the Titanic wreck.
The Coast Guard says there are about 40 hours worth of oxygen left in the Titan. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. may offer more help.
The U.S. Navy is on standby should they be needed, because they have some deep water capabilities that the Coast Guard wouldn't necessarily have.
The expedition was led by OceanGate. The company says CEO Stockton Rush is one of the five people in the submersible. A week after the indictment of former President Donald Trump on charges of withholding classified documents, the Justice Department says President Biden's son, Hunter, has reached a deal where he will plead guilty to federal tax offenses but avoid prosecution on a separate gun charge. This is House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
The question is it equal justice? So you have one leading opponent of the current president that is now indicted is supposed to do jail time. You have a president's son that the investigation went on for a very long time. That now has to do no jail time.
Attorney John Eastman, a lead architect of some of Donald Trump's efforts to remain in power after the 2020 election, faces possible disbarment in a disciplinary proceeding in Los Angeles. A sheriff's deputy in Florida and a driver were sucked out of a flooded storm drain during a torrential downpour, then dragged underwater for about 30 seconds before emerging, soaked but unharmed, on the other side of the highway. This is AP News. Four people are dead after a fire broke out at an e-bike shop in New York's Chinatown.
Burnt bike parts and batteries line the sidewalk in front of HQ e-bike repair. Fire Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh says e-battery fires are not like regular blazes and start with an explosion.
The sheer volume of fire is incredibly dangerous. We've said this over and over. It can make it nearly impossible to get out in time.
Two men and two women died. Two other women were in critical condition, according to the FDNY. Fire Marshal Dan Flynn says an August inspection found several violations.
Those were all related to the charging of the batteries and the number of batteries that they had at the location.
The owner of the bike shop told the Associated Press batteries were not charging overnight.
Julie Walker, New York.
State media reports 10 people died in Iran after drinking homemade liquor made with methanol at a party. Iran bans production and consumption of alcoholic beverages. Ed Donahue, AP News.